Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr.
And I'm Bonna Pfeiffer.
You're listening to the midweek version of Fiber Talk, the twice-weekly podcast for ground cloth stabbers. And as always, when we get together, sponsored by Sassy Jack Stitchery, we are. So we've already started Hannah Lundstrath. That started on May 1, but that doesn't mean you can't get involved. If you want to go to Kim and get the kit, she'll get it to you, and you can get started, because Hannah Lundstrath is not going to get finished in the month of May.
No.
So join us.
Mm-hmm.
And several people are. We got, what is it, FT Stitches Hannah.
Yep.
Is our hashtag. Yes. So several people getting started. I'm halfway through the first motif. I'm very excited.
Yeah, I am too. I think I am halfway through too.
Very excited. Yep, only had to pull out one thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I had a knot. Yeah, was not happy. had a knot, couldn't get it out, cut it out and start over. So, but I'm liking that Jersey cream linen that we have.
It's a very beautiful, I'm having problems seeing it. But it's a very beautiful, it's a very beautiful color. And it's just because I'm not used to, you know, I've been doing so many mono canvas pieces.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, that's easy to see. And then I'm going to, from mono canvas to 45 count. And it's like, what? You know, so.
That'll shock the eyes. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so anyways, it's
funny that you mentioned that, because when I started it, when I set it all up, when we were May 1 last Friday, and we put in those first two stitches, and it was for me at a really bad angle because of the cameras and the magnifier and everything. So I did not want to put in more than a couple stitches. And then even when I was doing that, and then after the show, I started working on it. I was like, man, this is small.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I'm going to enjoy this. But then now last night, my eyes had adjusted. And it was like, okay, I'm going. I'm good.
Yeah. Well, I already changed how I was. I had made a Q-snap long and skinny, like how I like it. And I've changed. I'm not going to do it on that in a Q-snap. I'm doing it on in my fanny stand.
I thought I saw hoop marks on yours.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask you about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, I'm doing it in my fanny stand. I just really like stitching in my fanny stand. And, you know, I've had people email me here recently and say, well, how do you deal with extra linen when you're stitching in something so small when it's such a big piece of linen? And I'm just telling you, I just lay it on my lap and, you know, like a quilt or whatever, and put my hand underneath and my other hand on the top, and I just go to town. I've been ending it on the front, you know, because it's small enough. You can weave it on the front, or doing a way knot and stitch over it, or however you want to do it. And, so I've been not really not having a big problem. I haven't stitched that much on it. I stitched a whole bunch on it Saturday. I stitched a couple of thread lengths on Sunday, and I haven't really done anything, but this is only Tuesday. So, you know, it's not like I missed a lot, but I have decided I want to get that finished before, I want to get something finished like that, because I feel like I have just failed completely with all kind of cross stitch type projects in the last year. So I'd like to try to get this one at least finished before.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to work on it, not exclusively, but pretty much exclusively. And of course I said this about Anya's day, but, but no, I'm going to work on this pretty much exclusively, with a goal of getting it done before we do the Debbie Rowley on July
5. That would be my ultimate goal too.
Yeah, I think that's doable, because those motifs, I think that if you plug away at it, that can be done.
I think that it could be. I am not going to make any kind of predictions, because I stink at that. And then I listen to old things that we do, and it's like, oh yeah, we're going to get that done. And it's like, we're not even like a quarter of the way done. So, I think that it is very feasible to at least get half of it done, I would think, by July 5th. It's May. So you have most of May and all of June.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think that I could get a large portion. I would really like to get a large portion of it.
Well, I'll definitely get that, but I'm going to see if I can do it, because I'm with you. It's so many of these big chunks of linen sitting around with piles of silk, and sooner or later, one of them's got to get done. Mm-hmm. Just has to get finished.
Yeah, I will say, though, I haven't stitched with MPI for years, and I am loving stitching with the MPI.
Yep.
Boy, it's nice.
Well, when I saw that Hannah was specced with MPI, because I'm using NPI for my banding piece, and I really come to like the NPI silk on that. It really behaves well and looks good. And so when I saw it was MPI for Hannah, it was like, yes, thank you.
Yeah, it's a beautiful silk.
Yeah, that's kind of, I'm kind of, especially now that I've done a little bit more with Hannah, I think if something wasn't even specced with NPI silks, I think I would be real tempted to make a conversion to use them, because I'm with you. I like them. I mean, the Varsois is fine. I don't have a problem with it. It irritates you much more than me.
Yeah, but,
I don't have. It doesn't bother me. But MPI, like we talked about, it's more durable. And you can take an 18-inch. Well, last night I played thread chicken with an 18-inch piece. I made it too. I should have posted a picture. I had like barely an inch. I made it, but it was one of those where, you know, am I going to start a whole new thread for four more crosses? No,
right?
I'm sucking it up.
Yeah.
But even then, right down to the nub, I didn't see visible deterioration. And you could not have done that with a Varsois.
No. And
well, I wouldn't even have tried. I'd have cut it off long before. Yeah.
Right. And this was one thing that I don't know if you noticed. Did you cut yours in 18-inch length?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So did you notice that if you took – when you were undoing the MPI, you undo it, you cut the little thing, and then that's 18 inches if you cut where the little tie-off was. I didn't recognize that until like halfway through making my thread drops. Yeah.
Because I did. I have one color I wasn't thinking, and I clipped the hoop.
Mm-hmm.
And those are longer than 18.
Oh, really?
So then the rest of them, I unwrapped the whole thing and then measured off 18 inches. And I didn't stretch it when I measured it.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, laid it out.
Loosely, yeah.
Loose.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I noticed that there were some that were twisted. It must have been different employees. I don't know. What do I know? But it just seems like there was a few that were twisted differently. But there was also in the half, when I was halfway through, I did one. I was like, wait a minute, this is actually 18 inches. So.
No, the one that I just clipped it without thinking, that is a good 4 or more inches longer. So that one I'm actually cutting in half when I stitch with it.
Oh.
Because it's too long. You know, it's just physically too long.
And,
so I'm just cutting it in half and that's working out okay. Just have to change threads more often, you know, no big deal. But yeah, I like that silk. I really do.
I do too.
Yeah.
I really do too.
Yeah, like it enough that like I said, in future projects I might just say, all right, we're making the conversion. We're going to find a way here to use it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yep. And still kicking my – oh, that's right. I got an order from Kim on my banding thing. I knew when we were there and I picked up that one skein of blue thread, the little voice said, you better get two. No, I didn't.
Aw, dang it.
No, I need two. Actually, I need two more just to be safe. So, oh well, I'm sure Kim has it.
Yeah.
So, Hannah Longstreth, you can still get involved in that, and please do. It's a fun one, and we're going to keep plugging away at it. And then Royal Garden is 15% off at Kim's for the kit. So that starts July 5 with Vanna's birthday. So 15% off of that. And then Kim just did, and then free shipping in the U.S. So take advantage of that too. Free shipping in the U.S. till Kim's able to open the store doors again. And then Kim just did a video the other day I only got partway through it, but she's got a bunch of trunk shows working. So you might go to the Yonder Ways YouTube thing and see that and see what she has, because she has a bunch of stuff working.
Yeah.
Might be some fun in there if you look at
it. Yeah, I try not to look too hard.
Like I said, I'm only partway through. But yeah, it sounded like when she was teeing it up, and she was just at the Jeanette Douglas one when I had to go away. I couldn't finish it. But she teed it up, so it sounded like there was going to be three or four trunk shows working. So that's dangerous but fun.
Yep. Oh, yeah, it is.
Yep. Fiber Talk made me buy it. You can blame us. It's okay. Yep. Get the T-shirt. Wear it proudly. Yep. Blame us. So, okay, and then just to remind people, we're our quarantine stitch hours now are Tuesday and Thursdays in May. Tuesday and Thursdays, and along with our Friday Night Live. So we're not doing Monday, Wednesday, Saturday. We're doing Tuesday, Thursday, and then Friday Night Live our shows, all at 8 o'clock Eastern time, always at 8 o'clock Eastern time, and always on our YouTube channel. Oh, and I said, what an idiot I am. I just, you know, people go to our YouTube channel. Well, what's that? And it's that long YouTube dragged out name, you know, with all the numbers and characters. And why I didn't think to just set up a redirect until just a few days ago, it's like, what an idiot I am. So it's just wetalkfiber.com/YouTube, and that'll get you to our YouTube channel. Kind of simple, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd think the guy running the website would think of that, but nah. So yeah, wetalkfiber.com/YouTube will get you to our YouTube channel and register there. I'm telling you folks, if you subscribe and click the little bell that gets you all the notices, it will be so much easier to get our live shows. You'll get them, get notified, get a link so you can go right to it. Cause if you're subscribed a half hour before we're going to start, you'll get a notification that, we'll be live in a half hour and then you're ready to go. And we always are starting the live transmission 5 minutes before the hour with just some music and an opening panel so that people can get signed in. So, yeah, it's easiest. And then, you know, I haven't talked about this in a long time, but if you are a podcast, if you listen to the Sunday and Wednesday shows, and why wouldn't you, the easiest way is to use a podcast app. The majority of people do, but use the podcast app. There's one built into your phone if you have an iPhone. It's, you know, aptly named podcast. Stitcher is the one that most people use on Android. It has nothing to do with stitching. I don't know why they call it that. But Stitcher is a good one on Android phones. And you just search for Fiber Talk and subscribe. And then the Wednesday and Sunday shows are fed to your mobile device, tablet, phone, whatever, automatically. And you set it to download them while you have Wi-Fi, and then you can go use that anywhere without Wi-Fi, and you're not streaming it and not using up data for those that, you know, only have so much data. But that's the easiest way to get those Sunday and Wednesday shows. Absolutely the easiest. And then they're there, and you can save them if you want to hear it again, or you can delete them if you don't want to hear it again, but they're always there. And it's that's the easiest way. So I highly recommend that. You can still go to the website and listen. And you can listen to them on YouTube if you want to do that too. You'll get a notice for that. But having them on your phone, put the earbuds in, go for a walk, go to the park, walk the dog, exercise, whatever, and you can listen while you're doing that quite easily.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. That's how that works. Okay, the big thing, though, is Sunday, Mother's Day. I can't believe it's here already.
I know, right?
So Mother's Day, can't go to a brunch, can't get together with the family, except for our next-door neighbors who have more guests during quarantine than they did when we weren't. Jeez, I can't believe it. So what we're having is an afternoon of needlework. So we're starting at noon Eastern, And we're going to have five 15-minute shows. So at noon, for 15 minutes, we're going to have a show. And then we're going to sign off. And Vaughn and I are going to race stitching on Hannah Longstreth. And then we'll come back at 1, and we'll have a show, and we'll give away some prizes, and we'll update. And we have sponsors, and we'll see where we're at with our stitching. Then we'll go away in 15 minutes and come back at 2 o'clock. And we'll keep going, and then at 4 o'clock Eastern time, we'll have one last show where we'll see how many more stitches Vonna got in than I did.
I wouldn't be so... I'm not even going to bet on what I'm going to get done and what I'm not going to get done.
I'm confident it's more than me. I am.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't be confident.
So we encourage you to join us for those shows. And so it's an afternoon of stitching, but 45 minutes of every hour, you're on your own. So set up competitions with your friends or whatever. But set up something with your friends so you're stitching together and racing each other or sharing or whatever. And then come back every hour. And we've got some charts to give away. Katie and Ellie are going to give away the charts. And we got some other goodies to give away, some threads and other things, mm-hmm. and we have sponsors: Shepherd's Needle, Needle Love Studio, Acorns and Thread, Brick City Cross Stitch, Farmer's Attic, and the Flower City Needlers chapter of A&G are all sponsoring the various shows. So a different format. We're not going to sit there on the air all afternoon. Vaughn and I are actually going to get to stitch. Yeah. So join us for that. Put us on the TV or whatever. But just be aware that at quarter after, we're going to end the show, and we're going to go back to stitching and come back at the top of the hour. So it's going to be a little different format. But if you're going to stitch all afternoon, we'll give you 15-minute breaks. How'll that be? That's your 15-minute look up, look at something else, stand up moment.
Awesome.
Yep. I'm looking forward to it. I'm curious to see how it works out.
Yeah, I'm anxious to know how it does too. I'm just glad it's not 4 or 5 hours on live. That was the Easter was fun, but boy, it really took a lot of. I was worn out by the end of the day.
Yeah, I'd had enough by the time we got done.
I had definitely had enough too.
Yep. It was fun though. I mean, I'd be up for doing it again, but not more than once a year. No, that. that was ample. Oh, and that's right. You go to wetalkfiber.com, and the article's right at the top of the page. And there's a link there. So if you want to be eligible for the prizes, you have to sign up ahead of time. You can't just show up the day of. You have to sign up ahead of time. And there's a link to a form that you fill out that puts all your information in. So it's easier for us and more fair for everyone. So mm-hmm. Be sure and do that. And there's also a link for the artwork for the event. And so if you would copy that and share it with your friends, post it on your own channels, your own social media channels to spread the word, would really appreciate that. And I'll be posting stuff here this next few days to remind people. But it'll be fun. But I'm with you. Yeah, another afternoon 4 weeks after Easter. No.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. But, next Easter, you might talk me into it. I don't know.
Maybe you will. We'll have to think about it.
Yeah.
Hold it in our hearts for 365 days and think about it.
People enjoyed it. It was fun.
Yeah, a lot of people enjoyed it. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yep. So, so that's Mother's Day this Sunday, noon Eastern time. WeTalkFiber.com/YouTube. That's how you get it. So you've been pounding away you finished Anasazi's song,
mm-hmm.
and you've just kind of been all into county canvas work.
I know, right? I have been.
And I think it's kind of course, I think you do most things like this, all out, full tilt. I kind of think.
I do.
but I was just curious because now you've done that one. You have at least a couple more in the works. Debbie Raleigh, Royal Garden on the horizon, mm-hmm. and you're looking to do a couple of others. Mm-hmm. So, and this is I mean, you've done some county canvas work before, but it was not at this level.
No, no, it was Nancy's Needle. And I mean, not that there's anything wrong with Nancy's Needle, but it's just basically satin stitches, you know, going right. different ways. That's it. So no, I have not done anything of this level ever in my life. No.
Yeah. And, but you're into it. It's fun.
And I don't mean this to sound arrogant, but I'm pretty good at it. I mean, I really am pretty good at it. And I really enjoy it. Now, what's so funny is that when, you know, it's kind of like string art, I guess, or whatever, geometrical designs and stuff like that. And when I look at the patterns, and I have done this more than once, several times, as a matter of fact, I have to like sit and think about it and then think, wait a minute, how does that, where does it go? It's the shape things. It's like that organic chemistry, cis and trans deal. I have to like really concentrate on like, okay, now how, what shape am I doing? What is this? But, honestly, I've been doing pretty, I feel really good about it. And the interesting thing is that both my husband and Katie, who neither one of them ever really, well, really nobody cares about my stitching here at my house.
It's but, just our crazy mother's thing.
Yeah. You know, they don't care. But both of them have like stopped and stood over my like stand and have gone, I really like this. Mm-hmm. You know, like that. They've said that, both of them, and will sit and like stand and look at it while I'm stitching it. And they go, now this is different than what you usually do, right? And I go, yes. And what is this called? And I said, counted needlepoint. And this thread, you know, and so they both asked all these questions. So they've even noticed. And yes, I've really enjoyed it. It's almost like a puzzle or something. I know that sounds crazy to say it, but it's almost like completing a puzzle, or I don't know how to explain it. I really do like it though. I have really been turned on to it, and I've already kind of distinguished what kind I like versus what kind I don't like as much. You know what I mean? I really do like the very different, like a sampler or whatever with a whole bunch of different shapes. Or, you know, like three-dimensional shapes, I guess I should say, mm-hmm. rather than the flat looking ones. You know what I mean? You know, I'm not sophisticated in this, but I like in the Anasazi song where she has like that star in the middle and then the Jessica stitch. And then I really do like that. Where, and I know that you have to fill in the background, and honestly, you would do the hard stitches and then do it in the way she had the pattern laid out. You know, you do a hard stitch and then you have like a background filler thing. And I kind of like that because you did a hard thing and then you were like, whew, okay, now I need something else. And you would just do something that was mindless, you know? And
yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed that Anasazi song from start to finish. And I did that in record time, I think.
Yeah, I would say you did. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I just really, because
every time you
it.
Showed a picture, it's like, whoa, Vanna, slow down.
Yeah, I really did have a great time. I really did. I really am looking. I've got the next one being sent to me, and the next one I'm going to do is Dream, Anasazi Dream.
But see that, so you know, slow down, but not really, because you cover a lot of ground with those stitches.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And like if you're doing that and then you go back to 46 count cross stitch, 1/2, it's like, you know, you just jumped on the back of a turtle. Right. And, cause you do cover a lot of ground, but see, that's what I love about that. Not the covering of the ground, but the fact that just when you finish something, there's something completely different to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually not only a different stitch, but with a different thread.
Right.
And so you don't even, you're not even using, it's not like, oh, geez, another, use more of this thread. No, you're just about to use flare or krynek or stranded silk or any number of things. And so you're always getting, everything is shifting around and changing all the time. Mm-hmm. So, and then, yeah, you might, like in that one, those double fan double things, there's four of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get, yeah, you do four of them, but then that's it.
Yep.
You're done.
Right.
And you move on to something else.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I really enjoyed it. I really did. And my favorite thing, I think I'm going to hang mine when I'm waiting to get all, I'm going to frame them, right? And I'm going to hang them all three together because there's three of them. And I'm going to hang mine, I think, horizontal rather than vertical.
Uh-huh.
And, but my favorite my favorite stitch in that whole thing, you're going to think, what was the tassels on the ends? I love those. I don't know what it is about them, but I absolutely love those, that stitch. And I think it looks like a rug. Is it supposed to look like a rug?
Yeah, it's supposed to look like fringe on, at the end of a rug.
Yeah. And so because of that, I want it horizontal.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just really, I have really been turned on. Yes. By that. I was never confident. And that just goes to show you again, all these people that, cause I can't tell you the amount of comments and emails I've gotten in the last 3 weeks about, tell me how to do this. Is it hard? Do you think I can do it? I've only done cross stitch, blah, you know, on and on and on. And I have no sophistication. I'm serious. I have no sophistication. I did not know anything. I asked those same questions that everybody has been asking me. Can I do it? Is it hard? To Gary. And Gary's like, yeah, no problem. Get the pattern and go for it. And I didn't really ask you one thing, did I? Did nope. I ask you one thing?
Nope. No, the only thing was so. that initial Jessica in the center.
Yeah.
And yeah. In typical Vonna fashion, you were asking for help. Oh, I can't do it. I'm not sure. And so I get a demonstration all set up, and then you say, I already did it. Okay, Vonna, thanks.
Oh, see, well, it was like a light bulb moment. I'd asked you, and then I had sat and read it and read
I'm
it.
I'm sitting
like,
there. I'm getting a demonstration together to show. Oh, I got it.
Ah, shoot. Yeah, I tell you, that is, I have really, you know, so anyways, you can do it. Anybody that's questioning, can I do it? Yes, you can. I do not have any sophistication at all. It's just needle and thread, and you can do it. And it's, and I'm going to tell you, I really enjoy it. And it's not really because it's so fast or anything like that. I just think that I like the different textures, and you know, it's just so vastly different from cross stitch, I think.
Right.
Is, and you know, so yeah, I do like it a lot. And I'm also doing Debbie Rowley's little freebie thing that she has going on on her blog. So, and that's going, and I've chosen all those colors I've chosen myself. That's what's kind of nice about that, is you can kind of play around with, you know, colors yourself,
right,
on hers.
Right.
It's a little outside my comfort zone a little bit, because I always question myself, like, is this look okay? Does this look good? But so far it's going, you know, pretty good. And that's all stuff that I just had in my stash. So,
right.
You know,
whatever those colors that you've chosen, they're working out really well. It's a pretty striking piece.
Yeah. It's looking really good.
Yeah.
And I'm all caught up. So there you go.
Right. Well, see, and that's one of the other things about it. And, you know, Debbie, I've said 100 times, Debbie's charts, she always has a table that shows what she stitched the design in. And then there's a whole set of blanks so you can choose your own colors, because she encourages you to choose your own colorway, do your own mm-hmm. thing. And mm-hmm. she's not alone there. I mean, several of them do. But she really is, she is really supportive of people choosing their own colorways for her designs, and encourages it. And she carries that little table all the way through her instructions. So you fill it, the master table, and then on whatever page you're stitching with these two or three threads will be the table with the ones that she stitched with. And then again, the blanks, so you can fill them in, so you can just look on that page. But you know, the difficulty thing, and I think we've talked about this, And Debbie's always cautious. Like when we go to Royal Garden. Now, Royal Garden is definitely at the top end, I would say, of her designs. It's a big design, and there's a lot going on in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, oh, you look at it and go, oh, I couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, she can. And yeah. She's always, her mantra is, well, if you're dedicated to it, you can do it. It's not unreachable, but that's her just making sure that she doesn't, you know, set expectations too low or too high. But I just maintain that you can do any of her stuff with her instructions, with essentially no experience other than, yeah, I mean, you need to be a needle worker. You need to have at least threaded a needle and, you know, some of those basic things. But I think you can do any of her designs. And otherwise, I wouldn't even have suggested that we do that one.
Right.
Because I would have been nervous that you couldn't do it. But you can do it.
Yeah.
I mean, you've done Anasazi Song, and there's nothing in Royal Garden more difficult than that. So it's just different stuff.
Yeah.
So, yes. And see, I think that's where we're setting aside painted canvas. Just put that over on a shelf somewhere, because that's a whole different beast.
Yeah.
But when you look at counted canvas stuff, you know, oh, I could never do that. Look at all the things that are going on there. And all those designs are like that. You can do it. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that you can't do. And just about all the designers have really good instructions.
Mm-hmm.
And if you simply follow, you know, come up at one, go down at two, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually have to concentrate. You can't watch TV and look down every four stitch to see if you did it right. But yeah, you can do it. I just don't see any of it. It's like when you look at Gay Ann Rogers stuff, and people go, "Oh my word, look at that! I could never do that." And then I don't know how many people have told me there's nothing technically difficult about Gay Ann Rogers other than your technique needs to be spot on.
Mm-hmm.
But the technical parts are not difficult. But but for her, if your technique is not good, your tension's not right, you don't do those things right, it's not going to look as good. Mm-hmm. But even that, and hers are pretty sophisticated stuff. I think it's all reachable and all doable. I really do. It's just different and fun.
Yeah, it is fun. I mean, I have had a really great time, and that's one of my. I would love to do a Gay Ann Rogers someday. I hope someday I can do a Gay Ann Rogers, because that is just what her work. Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. She has a different level in her designs, a different level of, it's a different look, very unique, very classy look to it. I don't know. I guess that's the word. I mean, you could line up 15 different charted canvas designs on a wall, and Gay Ann's would be, you'd have no trouble picking that out.
Yeah, I think that's what I think, and just listening to her different times when she's been on here, but you're right, classy, classic, maybe. But the thing about hers to me that sticks out is the design and its execution is fantastic, and it's not so busy, so crammed in with 50 different threads and different colors and stuff that it's detracting. She just has a very clean look, and she achieves it without, layering 100 different things on top of different, you know what I'm saying? Does mm-hmm. that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, she just is very, it's very clean. Like the one that she posted in Needlepoint Nation last week, that patriotic, one of her little patriotic ones that she did. Boy, that was pretty. And it was just white with some red and blue spotches on, like areas on it, yeah. And I was like, man, that's beautiful. So yeah, no, I would love to do, if she does releases any more of her people, her human people, I would love to do one of those, just because you look at those queens and it's like, oh my goodness.
Amazing. They're amazing.
Yeah.
They're absolutely amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, that would almost be like doing the queen from Needle's Praise, except count, you know, I would be almost like, okay, well now I can die. If you got one of those done to look as good as what Gay Ann's looks, it was like, okay, well there I have reached the pinnacle of my success there.
I would never do one of those queens. They're just not my kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I will sit and study them and enjoy them all day long.
Yeah, because, they're beautiful.
I mean, I've not seen anyone other than Hayde, you know, anyone mm-hmm. in the needlework world
mm-hmm.
do human forms and faces like she can pull them off.
The thing about them that is really, yes, the stitching, they look like portraits.
Yes.
And they, you know, and they don't look like, rectangular or squarish look. Right.
They're not
round.
Pixelated. They're not pixelated faces. No. Yeah.
Right. But the what the coup de grace is on those is all of the beading and the jewels and the three-dimensional type things that she puts on them. And it's like, oh my gosh, look at that. And I mean, they're really not my thing either. Like if you would look at my house, you'd think, where in the world would you put something like that? But I want to do one just because of the beading and the way they look, how realistic it is. But
yeah.
Anyways, we'll see.
That's, those, like I said, I just the utmost admiration for those queens, that queen series, because of what she pulls off. And you're right. The dimension she brings in with the beading, the dimension she brings in with the shading.
And the textures of the threads. And
they're just alive. They're there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, not you. I mean, you can't, I don't know that I've seen that anywhere. I mean, you can say, all right, a Hayde, a full coverage Hayde, but that's little tiny X's, you know, changing color every, you know, every other stitch.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, you're recreating a painting, literally recreating a painting.
Right.
With those. So to me, they're kind of a different category.
Right.
But to do on a counted canvas thing like she does, and with Congress cloth and with all the threads and stitches and colors, and what she pulls off is, just amazing.
Breathtaking.
Yep. And her command of color.
Yeah.
She really has, there are not a lot of people, I don't think, who have that vision of color and how different threads behave next to each other. I love to hear her talk about that kind of stuff because it's just, wow, lady, really.
I really love to listen to her talk just because I just love to listen to her talk. And I mean, her knowledge and, you know, just, yeah. And well, and then when she said, you know, she, in the last year that she had done these little patriotic pieces and hoping that she can bring them to us, boy, I hope she brings them to us because, I really want, one day I would hope that I can own just one thing that Gay Ann Rogers has designed, and just one thing. That's just one.
Just one.
I mean, I'd take more if I could take more, but I mean, if I could just do one, I would be just thrilled to death.
Yeah. Well, be quick when she has a sale and you'll get it.
Yep. Let's hope.
Yep. Yeah. You gotta get on those sales. Yep. When mm-hmm. she has them. And there's another thing. I don't know when she's going to be able to have one because, you know, getting supplies and stuff and shipping. I don't know.
Yeah.
What that's going to do there. But, she's a treasure. I wish more people knew about her. Look at that. We've our 10 things that we set up here a few weeks ago. That was, you have that right on there.
I
want to stitch anything from Gay Ann Rogers. Yep.
I just want one. I would like to do more, but it's just so hard to get her stuff that if I could just do one, I would love to do just one.
Yep. Well, I have them, and What do I have? I have the Tudor, one of the Tudor Rose ones. I just really, the full kit. Of course, that's just it. With hers, you get the full kit.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to have the beads that she put together, the whole bit. And I have it. I just don't know why I haven't just sat down and done it.
Yeah, why not, Gary? You need to just sit down and do it.
I don't know. It sits there. It's not like it's, and it's right at the top of the heap. It's not like it's buried in some box somewhere. So I need to get going because I like that one. Yeah. When you had that, and we talk about string art, and you had that on your list of 10 things you haven't done but want to, and, Gene Hilton, Stitch, yeah. Scott Lee.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put that on the list, I'm right there with you. Yeah, I think I even said, don't start it without me.
Yeah. Scott Lee, yes, I want to do that one. But I don't want to do it in the colorway that she has it done in.
Yeah.
I want to do a different one. And there's one online. I've saved the picture of it for years. And it's got reds in it. And boy, it's beautiful. But see, that's the thing. I don't know. The shop that has the rights to Scott Lee is here in Indiana. And actually in my close to the, where I grew up, hometown that I grew up in, it's in Evansville, Indiana. And, I have done business with them before. And I wonder if I would say, hey, see this picture? Do you have, but anyways, I really do. Yes. I would love to do Scott Lee.
Yep.
I really would. Maybe that can be like a 2020, this is 2020, maybe a 2021. I don't even know what time it, I don't even know what day it is, but, or what year it is, but maybe that needs to be a 2021 goal, is that I do this, do that, we do Scott Lee or something, because Scott Lee.
Yeah. Actually, what we should do, we should get the charts.
Yeah.
Just to make sure we have them.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should, that should be the priority, is get the charts. And then we can work on it, think about them.
Yeah.
Because that one's a special one, I think. Well, I like just about all of Gene Hilton's stuff. But that one is, when you mentioned that, I thought, yeah, I know that one.
Oh, Scott Lee. Yes, it's beautiful. And Arlene's done Scott Lee. That's how I found out, because I used to read Arlene's blog. She still posts to it every now and then.
Yeah.
And she did it. And now she did hers, if I'm not mistaken, they were done. She did changed all her colors to blue
in Scott Lee. Right. Yeah.
And even had like, I can remember she had like all those Jessicas were in the, or there's tons of Jessicas in Scott Lee. And in the perimeter, there's tiny Jessicas. And she had like nearly all of them done. Like, I mean, like an ungodly amount of numbers, like 130 or something Jessica's done, and she didn't like the color, and she didn't like she didn't like it from the beginning, and she took all of them out and redid them. And I just always think when I took out the queen and everybody was like freaking out about that, I thought about, well, when I didn't ever say this, but I thought about when Arlene took out all her Jessicas on Scott Lee, because I can remember reading that and thinking, oh my gosh, she took out all those. And I didn't even know really what a Jessica was, really. I just knew that, boy, that looks like that was a lot of work. And she took them all out and redid them.
Yep.
So.
That's Arlene. Yep. Yeah. One thing about Jessicas, they're easy to get out.
Yeah, they are.
They take some work to get them in, but coming out, piece of cake.
No
pair of scissors, snip, 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 pull them out, we're good to go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and speaking of that, I got the Bowen seam ripper, the little tiny one that Gay Ann Rogers talked about.
Yep.
Ooh, you got to get one. You probably already have two.
Yeah. No, I don't have any. But I saw yours and I thought, yeah, I probably do need to get one.
That, yeah, I got that from the puppies. That little puppy, I had to take. Well, it was on Hannah Longstreth, where I had to take out some of the because I had a knot.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, oh geez, here we go. 46 count over 2 single thread. It'll take me an hour to get this all dug out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, not even 15 minutes. I had it out, cleaned, and it was back to stitching.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, it's small enough. You just go. Yeah, it's wonderful. Gayanne was right.
Yep.
That became my new favorite tool right there.
Mm-hmm. Well, now I'm going to have to get one.
Because you know what it's like on those high count linens to
dig
something crazy out. It's like, oh, geez. Yeah. And be careful you don't cut the linen.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. No, this thing. Yep. Once you made that first little cut on the first one and loosened it up, just go. Yeah.
Wow. That's nice.
I'm a fan. Mm-hmm. New favorite tool. That's right. Worth having. Gayanne was right. Of course, why wouldn't Gayanne be right?
Yeah, I mean, right. Why wouldn't she?
Because just the way she is. Yep. So we should take one from my list here, since we've now done two from your list.
Okay, stump work. I want to know about stump work.
Yeah, so do I.
I don't really even know if I know what stump work is.
Sure you do.
Does it look like crewel?
No, stump work is when you see these three-dimensional things.
Oh, that's stump work.
Like
leaves
and petals that are not part of the cloth. They're raised up.
Mm-hmm.
And acorns that are stitched over a bead.
Mm-hmm.
Those kinds of things. Heavily padded tree trunks, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, you've seen a lot of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I sure would like to. Yeah, that would be good.
And see, and I have Jane Nicholas's book. I have two books, but I have her main book for how to do it. And I have, I purchased the wires. I think I even have a couple of kits. It just intimidates me.
It's beautiful.
And I don't think it's as hard as it looks. I think you just have to be patient. It's just small work. But yeah, I want to do that. I want to do it and get good enough at it that I can do, a pot of flowers. I would never do a pot of flowers, but something that is just literally 3D come to life.
Right.
Because it's, you just put in stump work and some of the stuff people do is just amazing. Butterflies and, any kind of insect and flowers. And somebody did one just the other day I saw that was a kind of a winding tree trunk tree with leaves and acorns on it. It was all in fall colors, and it was just, it has such a different life to it. But and you see those in Impressions Magazine? Is that the right name?
Yes. Yeah,
Impressions Magazine. It's not unusual to have projects in there that are stump work from, because there's several people who are very good at it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'd like to. Yeah, I have the stuff. It's not that I don't have the stuff. I just need to sit down and do it. And yeah. Yeah.
I saved a picture of stump work now that we're talking about it. I thought, oh, yeah, I think that's what it is. And I just looked it up and it is. And on the Royal School of Needlework, under embroidery techniques and then stump work, I took a screenshot of it. There is a Mary Poppins stump work, and it is absolutely gorgeous. And I was just like amazed that that's what it was. And that's what it, and it's stump work, and it's Mary Poppins with two little penguins, or that's what it looks like. It's Mary, some kind of woman. I would assume it's Mary Poppins, but maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's beautiful. Yeah, that is beautiful. I don't know. That looks hard.
Yeah, I think it's, I don't think the needlework is hard. I think it's the fact that you're working on a different form, because you, like for leaves and stuff, you're working on a wire.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to attach, because there's a stitch that you attach, you go around the edges, then that gives you something to hang all the other threads off of.
Mm-hmm.
And there's thread painting to get the colors. But, I don't know why, and I don't know why it intimidates me, because I really haven't had anything intimidate me, but that one, it's like, I wouldn't object if someone held my hand a little bit just to get me off the mark,
Uh-huh.
Just in terms of dealing with the wires and just the mechanics of building these things that are going to be mounted to a ground cloth rather than part of the ground cloth. And yeah.
Yeah, that is amazing.
So, yeah, that's on my list. It's on my list. The thing is, you know, I have stuff to do it. I could do one tomorrow. I just haven't done it.
Well.
Yeah. Yep.
You just need to be like Vonna. Just go all in.
Well, I did. I bought all the stuff. I just got to do it.
You just got to do it.
Yep. So that's on my list. That's one there that I would like to do. See, and that to me, that falls into the same category with Japanese embroidery. You could talk me into, if I had the time. See, the thing that stops me about Japanese embroidery is the time.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, that's all it is. Because I would absolutely love the challenge of making my way through all 10 levels of that process and what you would learn. But boy, I think you just have to have the time, where the concentrated time.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, you can, because it has to be every bit perfect.
And yeah, that's amazing. I mean, it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful work.
Yeah. It is. It's stunning. And when, you know, Natalie Dupuy, when she was showing her thing in the show we did this past Saturday, the Japanese work she's doing,
mm-hmm.
holy smokes, it's just, you know, it's two levels higher than mm-hmm. anything else. We had a lady come to one of the programs at the Fox chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all about Japanese embroidery. She brought stuff at all the levels and showed and talked about what went into it. And I just kind of sat there. I'm sure I was just this idiot standing there staring at her stuff afterwards. But it's just so precise and it's so tight and beautiful and all that that goes into it. But yeah, it's time and the ability to just sit down and really focus and concentrate that. I don't have that right now, you know? So, yeah. Yeah, that's one of mine right there. Yep. And I pick out that Jane Nicholas book every now and then and just kind of go through it and think about it. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's great. It's absolutely beautiful. Absolutely. I mean, anything that we're talking about is beautiful. I mean, really.
Right. Yeah, it's just different levels, different approaches to the stuff is mm-hmm. all it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that's what I so enjoyed about when we became members of EGA
mm-hmm.
was you go through that site and you see all the different kinds of needlework that they offer.
Yeah.
And it's, you just want to do it all.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, you really do, because, you know, here I've already signed up and in the middle of two classes. And then yesterday I was, because I know that at the end of May, a lot of their classes are changing, you know, like they're going to change, like the lightning courses will be changed and stuff. And there's a class coming up it's actually in July is when you start getting enrolled. And I think that it's with Lorraine Salt.
Oh.
And it's the class name is, or the piece is called Awani, which was, and it's based on a picture window, color glass window in Yosemite National Park that I actually saw four years ago when I was there. Right. So that kind of got me when I read, cause I thought, boy, that looks familiar. And that design. And then I like was reading and it was like, oh yeah. So anyways, signups for that starts July 1st. And I'm definitely going to do that. And there's nothing on there that is, I mean, it looks like a very intricate design, but I was reading like what the stitches are and there's like Jessica's and waffles and crescent, and you know, so it's nothing that I can't do, you know what I mean? I mean, right. I feel like I can't do. And then I thought, okay, I'm gonna look at something else. And I was looking, and they have a Mexican, and I think it's Mexican embroidery or Brazilian embroidery. Oh my gosh. I wanted to sign up for that. I mean, it's gorgeous. Yeah. And so it's like you make a stitch book, like what the class is you make like a stitch book that has like, here's a glory stitch and here's an iris stitch and here's this and this and in different kind of, or not a glory stitch. You do it in a satin stitch. You do this one thread that's called glory in a satin stitch. Then you do it in a buttonhole stitch and you do it in a detached stitch. So all these different stitches you do in all these different, so you're practicing these same leaf, satin, buttonhole, all the way down with these threads. And then at the end, so you have like a book, a color book, kind of of threads and stitches. And then at the end, you have this design that then puts into play all the stitches and all the colors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a wreath, a floral wreath, which I know would not, you know, toot your horn, but, I really would love to get to do this. And then I was looking at, so I was really, really looking at it yesterday and I was looking at how intricate all of it was. And I thought, now that's just one thing I cannot take on another thing. So anyways, but boy, it looks really good. I mean, it looks like, wow, that'd be really a great class. There's just several. I'm just really impressed with the whole EGA website and, the opportunities that they're giving, you know, I mean, they have really, really have just really upped their game on their website. And, you know, I just feel like it's for people that want to learn, you know, it's just a way to learn, I think.
Yeah. 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 And Embroidery Guild, you know, Embroiderers Guild of America, you think about that on the surface, you think, oh, this is people who are doing surface embroidery.
Mm-hmm.
But that isn't even close to what they have.
No,
they're using embroidery in the broadest term, and so within that umbrella are all the techniques, and then they offer all of them. And
right,
and like you said, those lightning classes are changing quickly. And there's just all kinds of things, and I want to stitch them all. I want to do them all, but I don't have time. They have really upped their game. That's the only reason I joined is I was just impressed. I could go through that website and go, wow, and look at all the things that you can see, even if you're not a member, and then you just, you know, give me more of that. Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's also, here I am talking about more of this, but they have Schwamm work on there. And I thought, oh, gosh, I need to do that. And then I was like, no, listen, stop it. So, but anyways, I am very impressed with what's going on there. And if they, you know, after I get some of these other ones done, if there's like another Schwamm work that comes up or Beginning Hardanger, they had that class offered last year. I didn't do it. Or I didn't get in time.
Yeah.
I want to do that. I want to learn things. And it's really, I think what's so great about it is it's in a format that's accessible to anyone, no matter what your monetary status is, your location, your ability to get in and out or whatever. You can just do it in the comfort of your own home, you know?
Yeah.
And, lots of the teachers offer the classes that have kits. You know, you don't even have to go hunting all the stuff. They just, you know, for a fee for whatever to get your kit, you pay that and it's sent right to your door. And that's what that Goldwork class was for me. I just thought, I'm going to go ahead and just buy the kit. And the teacher got, I was shocked at how fast the teacher got it. That's a Carolyn Standing Webb is the name of that teacher. And the kit was beautifully appointed. It came, she had it, the canvas or the linen was rolled. It wasn't folded. She had drawn the design on the linen. It was just very nice. She had it all, the kit came out and it was just all lovely how she had it laid out and perfect. Uh-huh. And It really was very nice. And there's a lady that I inspired, I guess, to take the class, or she found out about that class through me. And she's already ahead of me. She's got the whole. And she, I think she's one of our followers on the podcast and goes to a lot of our live things. And she posted it on Instagram last night. And I was like, are you kidding me? She's already got the basket done.
Oh, she's the whole basket she has done?
The whole basket is done.
Get out of here.
No, and it's beautiful. She did a fantastic job. She started after me, and she's and the whole basket's done. And I thought, dang it. Now
that'll humble you.
Yeah, right? And she's done a fantastic job. It is beautiful.
Mm. Yeah, that's a pretty piece.
It really is.
She has the whole basket done already?
The whole basket done. I will send you her thing so you can see it.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, it is beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful.
I mean, that basket looks like a multi-month project in itself.
It's actually just the first two lessons.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I had like the first lesson done, and she started after me. So she signed up for it after she saw my initial thing. And then she got it since I started mine, which was like 2 weeks ago, got the kit, signed up, got the kit, started it, and has the whole basket done. So,
yeah, that'll humble you. Like I said,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot going on at that EGA. I think it's, I don't know what they've done, but they sure seem to have connected themselves with what needlework is today, I think.
Yeah.
I think I can say that, yeah.
I think that you can say, too, that they've got their finger on the pulse of the needlework nation is what I think.
Mm. Yeah.
They're looking at the future.
Yep.
And the future, I think, especially after this pandemic, is that there might not be great big large gatherings as we have known them in the past.
Yep.
You know, and, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that there won't be, but I'm saying that it might be, they might have to take a step back from that. And, you know, it's just not feasible for people to like travel all over the country to go to classes and stuff like that. And that has been largely what I think has held me back from doing stuff because, you know, you have four little kids and money's tight and you don't, time is definitely tight. I didn't have time to go take classes or, right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, now that I'm in my twilight years, I guess.
That means I'm next to dead. Okay, fine.
now that I have some more time on my hands and money's more, you know, I mean, we have a little, well, I don't can't say that we have a lot of it because we have three kids in college, but
that'll slow you down.
Yeah, that'll slow us down. It's not as tight, I guess, as what when we were first starting out, I guess. And, you can do that. You know, I can get a kit and have it delivered and I don't know. I'm kind of a homebody to begin with. So I like to like do things on my own. So it just is appealing to me. It's just appealing to me.
Yeah.
Anyways, I really have been like sunk hook, line and sinker on the whole EGA position as a whole, I guess. I just have really gone down the hole.
Well, I'm right there with you. I'm still stuck on 49 being twilight years. I'm struggling with that.
Well, it's soon going to be 50. So, I mean, I don't know.
But I'm helping you cling to that 49 as long as we can here, Bonna.
Twilight years. What is it? Is it the pre-twilight years? The late afternoon?
I don't know what the hell it is, but I'm 65. I still hadn't associated myself with twilight years, so thanks a lot.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, okay.
We can say like the empty nesting, pre-empty nesting, maybe. I don't know.
Keep tap dancing. Come on.
Yeah,
come on.
I don't know. Yeah. Whatever it is.
Yeah. I got a new walker yesterday. Did you hear?
No.
Yeah. It comes with your twilight years. It's a kit.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, no. No, I'm not going that route. Mm-mm. Nope. Too early for that. Too many bike rides yet to come for that. Nope. Okay, now that you've made me feel incredibly old and ancient, we can just end this, I think.
Okay, all right.
I think well, I need a nap, you know, and yeah. Jeez. Twilight years. Give me a break. All right, Sunday. Thursday night. Let's see. This is Wednesday show. So Thursday night, we're live. Friday night, we're live. Then Sunday at noon, Mother's Day quarantine quarters show. Join us. Set up competitions. We're racing. We're stitching and racing. Making X's as fast as we can. Yep.
Stitching and racing.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a great time. Yep.
All right. Thanks to Sassy Jacks for sponsoring us. Get that Hannah Longstreth kit if you want to join us for that. Get the Royal Garden kit. That's 15% off. The free sampler, Elizabeth Cooper, Jesus Wept. That's one to pick up.
Yeah.
That's a free download from Kim. Lots of people doing samplers. During the quarantine time, or doing all kinds of things during the quarantine time. But Kim put that one out for free, and then you can get the kits. She has those all put together. So check that out. Oh, I was going to say, one thing that I didn't get in earlier, when you were talking about Hannah Longstreth and doing it in the hoop, and then somebody asked about all the extra linen.
Oh, yeah.
A little trick I learned from Michelle Garrett, Bendy Stitchy.
Mm-hmm.
Is she rolls that up and then uses a needle minder to hold it.
You know, that is a good idea. I've kind of done that. I haven't rolled it. I just kind of like folded it and then put a needle minder. That is a great idea.
Yeah. Cause I do that with the banding. Cause I have little bar magnets. Cause when we were designing the needle minders, first started out with bar magnets, little bar magnets. And they didn't work out. So I have, I bought three or four different strengths, different sizes. So I use those for that very thing. So I'll roll it up and then just put one inside and one on the outside. But, you know, we all have 100 needle minders.
Yeah.
And, so that's one way to control that cloth that, I learned that from Michelle. And,
That's so, a good tip.
Whether you roll it, fold it, accordion it, whatever it is, you know, at least it gets it off your lap and, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a tip.
Tip.
Yep. Now we can quit.
Okay.
Thanks, Kim. Call Sassy Jacks. Call Kim if you need stuff. She'll get it to you. Yep. She's got a bunch of people working to ship out stuff now. Mm-hmm. So call Kim. She'll get it to you. Check out her trunk shows. That's it. Talk to you Thursday night if you can join us. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.